the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Can you be mad at a kid for being too good at things? Is that fair?
I mean, jealous to the point of anger. Yeah, I mean, not really mad at him, but...
Yeah, that's probably not the right
mad
term.
Mad at me.
I don't know.
Do you think
hey,
there can
why
be...
did you hear about my concert?
I'm mad at
you guys
him.
Were pretty mad at that kid.
Oh,
that
yeah.
kid, he might be like Mozart.
Well, he won't leave anybody alone. He just wants people to go to his concert. He's not good.
Now, those who don't know that kid, he was having concerts on the front porch of his home, and he would go and yell at strangers to come and watch his concert.
Yep.
And then had the audacity to have an intermission.
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
I mean, he had a whole show.
Unacceptable.
Yeah.
You know that intermission was just everyone leaving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, like his little brother saved. Doing a little magic or something.
Or high price sales.
Everyone
high
goes price. Out for a cigarette.
High pressure. Yeah. Well, this kid, here's another question for you. Can Boy Scouts have stage dads? Because I think this one does.
I think oh, yes. I think any yeah, I organization think so. Or group can have stage parents.
Well, let's look at this local hero who's not local to us, but is to you, maybe.
A local Eagle Scout has gone where very few scouts have gone before.
Oh, he earned every merit badge.
Rehab.
Into a woman.
To hell.
A social gathering.
Rehab, a woman, social gathering, and hell.
Wow, he's done a lot.
Yeah,
he should get all the merit badges.
See, what a bummer. I've done none of those things.
Mm-hmm. Channel 2's Barrett Peterson is live in Forsyth County. And Barrett, this is quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, you're a reporter reporting on a kid who get a badge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, not me.
Yeah, so the Scouts have 137 different merit badges. And Eagle Scout Amkar Tamani wears a vest you would not believe.
All of us can do some things, but 16-year-old Amkar Tamani can do everything.
Honestly, I feel like anyone can complete this. It's truly
That's
an
true.
Eye-opening journey.
Amkar it's just having the commitment. Sure. That's all a big commitment.
Yeah. Get a badge for cutting your hair, though? You don't look very cool.
It's the one they haven't thought of yet.
You don't look very cool. Yeah,
that's number 138.
Yeah. Amkar is an Eagle Scout, but not just any Eagle Scout. And he has the vest to prove it.
Cooking, archery, theater, camping, canoeing, search and rescue.
I'm really proud of him. And that's what, as you said, you know, it's an incredible journey. It is 137 all total different subjects.
You heard right. 137 merit badges.
I guess being a spelling bee champ wasn't good enough for that family.
Yeah.
Nope. All of the badges.
It's probably one of the badges.
I bet it is.
I assume.
You have to win the spelling bee to win that badge.
If you can think of it, there's a badge for it.
Pretty much. Because I can only think of 135 things.
It's like the internet and porno. If you can think of it, someone's made it.
Yeah.
Yeah, why does he have a stepsister badge?
Naughty.
Just all of the badges a scout can earn. And in the 111-year history of scouting and 110 million scouts, fewer than 500 have done it.
All right, that's kind of impressive.
Wow. That is impressive.
That's really impressive. Absolutely.
Oh, it is, for sure. I mean, all jokes aside, I really do wish I had become an Eagle Scout. Instead, I was... reprimanded for almost throwing a kid in the fire to get his seat and laughing too hard during CPR class.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are others that I blocked out.
Joe, do you know why I didn't make it to an Eagle Scout?
Why is that?
Because my parents said I lived too far from town to be a Boy Scout.
God, I wish that would have been the case for me. Mm-hmm. I so did not
It's a blessing
want
in hindsight. I just wanted to build the wooden cars.
Yeah. What's this badge here? The traffic light badge?
Maybe That's probably traffic safety.
Yeah.
It might
be. I was thinking, I'm like, all right, but, you know, there's one where you help like an old lady go grocery shopping or whatever. You know, those are pretty easy. But the search and rescue one, like, did you get a cat out of a tree type of rescue? Or did
oh, no, they
somebody
throw
lost
a kid who
woods?
Can't swim into
That's
a lake.
That's what I was kind of hoping for.
You have to find them.
Yeah.
Like, let your, you know, toddler's nephew or toddler little brother or sister just off into the woods for a couple of days, and then you have to find them.
Yeah, that's why Amnar is an only child now.
Right. No, he got the badge. He found somebody.
Yeah.
Well, search.
Yeah.
He searched
doesn't
for
mean
sure.
rescue.
Yeah, it doesn't say how many times it took him to pass the test.
It might be search That's and true. Or rescue.
Yeah.
I wonder how much time he has invested into each one of these, like if you averaged it out. I like mean, some of them, yes. like you said, search and rescue, a little bit more complex.
Maybe. But like some of them are going to be pretty easy. Like, I mean,
like starting a fire or something.
Learning to tie knots.
Right. Those, pretty easy. You know, you could do that in an afternoon.
Like, you think he has making your own toga. I think that's what the top one is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be allergic to peanuts badge.
Mm-hmm. That's a given.
Oh, that kid's going to be so handy, though, when his friends go camping.
Mm-hmm. Like, I remember. Like,
once he gets friends.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When they come back and tell him about the fun they had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's what really the good thing about being a Boy Scout is that you're forced to be around other people.
Yeah.
Or no, they're forced to be around you.
I mean,
they have no choice.
His parents have done better by him than I have mine, because I didn't involve my kids in scouting. So they think, like Liam thinks, that everything, if you bang it together, turns into fire. he takes any two rocks and he goes, I'm going to make a fire. And I go, oh man, I should have gotten you into Boy Scouts, because that ain't how it works at all. Oh, well.
Have fun at it. Just make him watch, buddy.
Yeah, right. It's the safest way to play with fire.
Yeah, I mean,
just bang two random rocks together.
It really works. Yeah.
What started in the second grade as a Cub Scout, Amkar has now kayaked, canoed, water skied, fished, backpacked, and so on and so on and so on to the very top of the heap.
Get a it's chair in the water. What was that?
That was the put garbage in a local stream badge.
That's fording. He should have mentioned the more arcane ones, though. Like all those other things he mentioned, I go, gosh, I've done those with my kids, and I just said I'm kind of sucky at dadding, you know, like pick the hard ones.
Like flee a counselor.
Like, oh, he's been in a kayak. Wow.
I assume if we want to pay for the badges, we can still do this, right? Like, I wonder how many badges I could just get by doing stuff I always do.
That we all join the Boy Scouts, and I thought that would be cool, and then see who can get the most badges in a year.
But by doing nothing more than what they do is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but we can never talk about it.
We can't talk about it at all. At the end of the year, we have to reveal. we have to come in with our sash.
You can't talk about Scout Club.
No, but don't put me in Brownie Scouts or Girl Scouts, whatever they call them. Like, let me do the boy stuff, okay?
You can do that.
Well,
Brownie Scouts is not my thing.
You don't need to ruin Eagle Scouts like you ruined Little League for all those boys.
It's Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Ruin anything. They just sucked at it.
Yeah.
It's Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
I do my voice deep enough, they'll never know.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's been truly amazing to earn all the merit badges and go through all the different steps required to earn all these.
And in case you're wondering if Amkar can...
I would have loved if they cut back to the reporter and he said, what a nerd. Back to you.
If you're wondering if Amkar can start a campfire by rubbing two sticks together, you know how they always used to say, he's been there, done that.
Yeah, you should have shown
him. For South County, Barrett Peterson, Channel 2.
Oh, man, that's a solid way to end that report. Been there, done that.
Been there, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of, like, the communications merit badge, a lot of those are... Well, easy. I remember going to like my friend's dad's office and we drew half of a face or something, or like a circle, and then faxed the piece of paper. And then his dad had someone at the other end who would draw the face. And that was our badge. Mm. So,
Yeah.
Some of them, some are easier to get than others. I think we had the same thing. One of the kids' dads worked for AT&T, and we went to the office. I don't even think we used the fax machine. I think they just go, this was a rotary phone. These are push-button phones.
Oh, thanks.
Here's your badge.
Yeah, learning something that isn't even around now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we already have push buttons at home.
Yeah.
We got to start adult Boy Scouts. Adult Scouts.
Yeah, let's help them pay off those lawsuits by buying merit badges.
That's a good idea.
Or just teaching people how to do cool big kid stuff, you know.
Like what?
Like bar hopping.
Okay. Bar hopping. Let's
see. Kickball.
Okay, drinking pedal cars.
Oh, and going camping with your friends.
Yelling woo when you're not sober.
Drunk tubing.
Mm-hmm. And I can finally buy those knives out of the back of Boy's Life that my mom wouldn't let me have because she thought I was a danger to myself and society. Oh, I wanted that diving knife so bad.
I'm going to get those muscle pills by Mr. Atlas or Charles Atlas.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.